This episode of Lucas, Tigers, and Browns is brought to you by PWCC. Head over to pwccmarketplace.com and register. It only takes a few minutes, and it's 100% free. There you'll find weekly auctions with thousands of items, all starting at $10, closing every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. You have to be registered to bid. They have the most transparent buyer's premium feature in the industry, and extended bidding like no other auction house. Give it a try. You might find something you love.
All right, Luca Nation. Quickie. I texted Cage, you ready for a quickie? And he said, I'm always ready for a quickie with you, which is the way we're going to kick off episode, I think it's 704 of Lucas, Tigers, and Bronze Oh My. Probably just going to go recap of the Celtics, Warriors. Maybe I'll go longer. I have a very, very little battery life, so... probably not.
Well, listen, before we get into it, we got to say thank you. Everybody hears the music in the background, Andrew's sister's graduation. You can hear a little pomp and circumstance in the backdrop. That's going to be the name of the episode, I think, the pomp and circumstance of the hobby.
I like that. It's going to go viral. Let us know in the comments. I mean, is graduating college in 2022 an accomplishment? Comments. By the way.
I mean, it's a good one. It's an interesting question.
Summa cum laude is... top of the class.
Yeah, they can't get any better than that. Summa cum laude.
Yeah, and we make the jokes. If you guys know how it's spelled, it's good banter.
I'm not making any jokes. I'm proud of her. Good for her. Well done. You know, you can't get any higher than summa cum laude. So good for her, and good for you. Because everybody who knows you, 700 and change episodes in, knows this is the last place you'd want to be. But you love your sister, so you're there. You do it. You're there to support her, and we love it.
She's a boss. She's a good peep, so I can't complain.
So listen, here you go. I'm going to give the Celtics some credit, right? Yeah. And I'll tell the story real quick. My friend Al texted me at halftime. He's a Boston fan, Boston basketball fan when they're good. But basically a Red Sox fan. But, you know, he'll jump on the Boston Celtics bandwagon as kind of like a, you know, a Boston fan, I guess, right? So he asked me at halftime, he's like, the Celtics are killing them. And I said, okay, but the Golden State Warriors are a third quarter team. Wait and let's see what happens. And he texted me again. It was 83-82 Warriors. And I was like, all right, well, this is what happens. But I don't know if it's the way the refs were calling the game. I don't know if it's just, you know, this is the game now. In the fourth quarter, the Celtics just didn't miss again. The Celtics had a great game plan, right? They were careful with the ball. Draymond looked like the antics that worked in game two, where he was just being annoying and getting under the skin, weren't working. And he was just annoying himself and ended up fouling out with very few points, rebounds, and assists. Very interesting stat line for Draymond. Poole looks like a very different player in Golden State than he looks like in Boston. I know Boston's a tough place to play and win. I watched Mike and the Mad Dog. Well, not Mike and the Mad Dog, but Mad Dog was talking with, I think it's Stephen A. Smith. And Mad Dog said, the key to this series is 70 points. He says, Clay, Poole, and Curry need to score 70 combined points for them to win. They did it in game two. In game one, they scored like 58. In this game, they didn't hit 70 again. And he said, that's the magic number. And really, they said of the three of them, Clay was the important one. And that Clay, if Clay shows up and Clay has a game, they'll win. If Clay's, you know, not getting space, kind of like you talked about, just that slight loss of athleticism, it's the Celtics, game to lose, basically. So, what do you think? Watch the games, bro. Tell me what you think.
You watched the games, bro. I mean, that's dead accurate. I mean, there's nothing that I could even question about that take. You have any thoughts on Jaylen Brown? So we had Mitch on yesterday, and he talks about how 2016 wax is actually, I mean, I don't know if it's the best investment, but Jaylen Brown is slowly kind of better. I know he's not flashy. I know Tatum's the alpha, but is Brown worth a look from a cardboard standpoint, and how important is Brown's development as a player?
You know, I like Brown. I think Smart's that year too, right? Or Smart's 17. Smart's that year too, I think, right?
Smart's 17. 15.
Wow. So yeah. Ingram was that year. Ingram was that year. So what they were saying, I remember he said, oh, you know what, Ben Simmons isn't so great, but you still have Ingram that year. I don't know about Brown, man. Brown looks like that great B. He looks like that Pippen type. Tatum has the hobby love. Tatum has enough people behind him that come out of the woodwork and get angry when I say anything bad about him. Tatum's got the, you know, the superstar potential, and you usually don't have two of those on the same team. You could have two very good players, but Pippen was never Jordan and was never in that type of conversation, despite the fact that he was an amazing player. I think that's what you're getting with Jaylen Brown. I'm gonna get a lot of DMs because, you know, during the series there are people out there who message me and tell me Jaylen Brown's the actual star on the team. A lot of Celtics fans say that. And I'm gonna take a different tact. And maybe it's old time hockey. Maybe it's the fact that I'm a 90s basketball watcher and I like basketball in the 90s. I think the difference in the series has been Williams, not Grant, Robert. I think just him inside is amazing. Grant Williams has been great too, and I want to talk on him for a second. Annoying. But Robert Williams on the inside really creates problems for them on their slashing moves, on their second chance opportunities, and even guarding the three. It, you know, pretty crazy. Even guarding the three, Robert Williams has been out there, you know, even when he doesn't get a piece, and he gets a piece of enough of them. He gets a piece of plenty of them. Even when he doesn't get a piece of the three-pointer, he's adjusting it. He's making those three-point shots tougher. You know, Clay having to slide to the left, which he's not as comfortable doing as sliding to the right on those threes. And one more piece. The only person showing any real athleticism out there for Golden State inside the paint is Wiggins. Wiggins is bouncy. Wiggins is out there getting second chances. The Celtics get a whole bunch more second opportunities because obviously they have bigger guys inside. Grant Williams was a beast in there, just putting the ball back in, almost unstoppable. When you go with a lineup of like Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, you know, Klay Thompson, they don't even Draymond, but Draymond, you know, Rob Williams, and the Draymond's not getting rebounds. It's tough. Golden State, they have to hit their shots. You could see, I was watching it in the fourth quarter, they were taking their threes and running away, like not even diving in. Celtics dive in to try to get a second opportunity. If they miss the shot, there's somebody there to try to clean up. Golden State's not doing that.
Tage, we talked about that. Remember when Wiggins posterized Luka?
Yep.
And it said, but in that series, Wiggins is the most athletic player. Wiggins is the third or fourth most athletic player in this series. You're absolutely right, man. Robert Williams is one of the best shot blockers. And like you'll look at, he'll probably have three or four blocks. But it looks like he's in the way for 10 to 15 plays, right? Yep. He only gets three, four blocks, but he messes the shot up around the rim at the three-point line. I keep saying, man, I just think we underrate this Celtics team from what they've drafted. You know what I mean? All these guys are drafts. And Horford was someone who the Sixers gave a huge contract. He didn't start with the Celtics, but he was on the Celtics for a majority of his career. Went to OKC, and he just ended up on Boston. But this team, man, they built it through the draft. And Robert Williams is another one that's I think – is it fair to say they have two Defensive Player of the Year candidates looking at what we see now? Maybe even three? I mean, I'd say their entire roster is top 20 defensive players in the league or better.
You know what it is that I didn't give him credit for? What I didn't give him credit for, and you know, I'll have to apologize on this, is – even though Tatum's the star, nobody is going out there saying, it's got to be me tonight. They're all willing to pitch in and contribute however it is that they can. If Tatum's off, he has 13 assists. You know what I mean? Robert Williams is not going to shoot the ball as often. You know, Horford is leading them in scoring one night. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and Horford led them in scoring, but game one, he really didn't get that many minutes in game three. But they won both of those games with a different formula. Good coaching from a first-year coach to, you know, ride the hot hand and you know, and figure out what's going on. Grant Williams got the better of Draymond. The refs got the better of Draymond. You know, their fans got the better of Draymond.
Draymond's a knife that cuts both ways. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, he has antics, but the antics are what got them the first two, three championships in the first place, and how he. He takes a lot of pressure and attention off the main guys, and he all, kind of distracts the other team. So sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. It's just part of his shtick, and it's funny. Like, it is annoying, and I see why there's all those headlines about him. You know, he should stay off, you know, do less of his podcast and play. And do less of his podcast and you know, kind of focus on the game. It's affecting his performance, especially on that offensive end. He's always been that guy.
Yeah, I don't think it's podcast. I don't think it's any of that stuff. I think that's sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It depends how the refs are calling it, and it depends on, you know, whether or not you can get under somebody's skin. And right now the Celtics, right. they you know. But here's the fun thing. You're only as good, you know, momentum's only as good as next day's starting pitcher, right? The Golden right. State Warriors go out there and win game four. They've swung the pendulum of home court back to them. And you also have, now it's an even series. It's a best of three. You know, I mean, it's 2-2. So it's, I mean, look, obviously, you'd like to win game three. Everybody's quoting that stat that I had out there about how 82% of teams in a 1-1 series that win game three wins. And, you know, I'm sure the Celtics are favored right now. If you went to Vegas and had $100, I'm sure you'd win more if you bet on the Warriors right now than betting on the Celtics.
Can I tell you a pet peeve of mine?
Sure, I love pet peeves.
Anytime you ask someone, you know, why is this team not winning in baseball? Like, why are the Angels on a 14-game winning streak or losing streak? Pitching. Everyone loves that, like pitching. What the fuck does that even mean? Like, they all have pitchers.
Well, you need a pitcher to go out there and dominate. Anybody's on a losing streak. If your pitcher goes out there and throws 7 shutout innings, your offense doesn't have to do as much. Even a struggling offense should score 1 or 2 runs and get you off that losing streak. By the same token, you know, the pitchers can't do it all. Even Nasty Nestor got shelled yesterday and gave up 4 runs for the first time during the season after Jameson Taillon gave up 4 runs for the first time in the season the night before. So, look, basketball is a game of runs within the game. Baseball, you know, a team can be really hot and then go really cold. You know, the Angels started off hot. 14-game
losing streak, but they're a 500 team just about.
Yeah, because they started off really well. Same thing. The Red Sox started off horribly, and they've just won a ton of games. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of the way that baseball is, a real long season. You're never going to get too high or too low. That's the thing. You know, you're not as bad as you are during that 14-game streak. You know, and as bad as Trout's streak was, he was having a great start to the season. And, you know, he breaks out of the slump with a home run and a double and, you know, all that stuff, you know, in the game yesterday. Yeah, man, it's fun stuff. Sports news, right? Like other news that's out there. Number one, you following this golf stuff at all? I mean, I haven't really researched it as much, but it seems like big money being thrown around to lure away PGA names into a competing venture.
I'm moving to Dubai.
Interesting stuff. All right.
Luca is going to Dubai in 2 years. I'll promise you guys that.
But if they're offering that kind of money, we'll go.
Well, I mean, it's clear that there's a lot of money in Dubai. I have no idea. I have no idea what they're even doing.
You don't know? Ian, come here. You don't know about Dubai? So, Ian, we're talking about Dubai. What is – come here. What's the tallest building in Dubai? What's it called?
Burj Khalifa.
What?
Burj Khalifa.
And how tall is the Burj Khalifa? 2,722 feet. Compare that to, say, like the Empire State Building.
Fuck it, compare that to Wiz Khalifa.
More than 2.
Wiz Khalifa, too. Burj Khalifa. And compare it to the Freedom Tower.
Almost 1,000 more feet.
Almost 1,000 feet tall. They got money. They build the tallest buildings. So, 2,722 feet, according to the kid. I guess you got to look that up. So, I'll go to Dubai, man. It's just interesting, right? Because, you know, I think they offered a lot of money to Tiger, and he didn't go, right? And I'll watch a PGA event as Tiger's in it. If he's not in it, Yeah, come inside. It's Tiger and a bunch of other people. So, you know, I know, I guess it's a big deal to golf fans, but, you know, to the average fan who's watching because of Tiger, no. Next little fun tidbit. I love when PWCC publishes on Twitter the search data about the people who search, the frequency of their search in their platform is increasing. Jaylen Brown, we talked about, is number one. Number three, Mookie Betts, who we've talked about on our collectible episode. Do you know who number two is? With a significant increase and uptick in searches?
Give me the sport.
Rafael Nadal, that's the sport. He is the sport right now. Talk to me about that. That doesn't surprise you. Of all people in the world, that's got to be the least surprising thing to you.
It's not, man. And it's one of those, I do want to pat myself on the back. But honestly, if you guys don't know who Rafa is and his greatness, forget our show. I mean, what are you doing in this game? But I mean, Rafa's the greatest of the great. He is... His accomplishments, if you look at his Grand Slams, he's far, not far ahead, but I think it's 22, 23. and he's going on 24-25 at the end of the season, Wimbledon and U.S. Open. I just think he's also a class act, and he's got a lot to give, and he's still in the spotlight, right? We don't know where Fed is. The thing about Djokovic that I felt really terrible, I realized this, is he doesn't have a home crowd. Every game is on the way. You know, there's no Grand Slams in Serbia, but there is a Grand Slam in Spain, in Madrid, and that home base is so important. That's your loyal public, right?
Is there one in Switzerland?
No, but Switzerland is Europe. I mean, yeah, he's Fed is a.
I'm just a dick. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's a great point, but like, what's your take then? Why do you think Fed is so loved, Djokovic isn't, and Nadal kind of has, because Fed, with Fed out of sight, out of mind, Nadal's kind of taken the throne.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. Obviously, he's been adopted by all the European nations, all the European fans. I think you're 100% right.
Because no one was as beloved as Fed in his prime. Not even Nadal was as loved as Fed in his prime.
Yep.
But Djokovic wasn't loved anywhere. And that's fascinating.
I mean, I think you're onto something. And, you know, it is part of cardboard relevance. As good as he is, without a fan base, he's, you know, you don't buy his cards. You buy Federer's cards and you buy Nadal's cards, but you do not buy Djokovic's cards. At least that would be my take from what you're saying.
Zidane's going to PSG to coach Mbappe.
Wow. How good is Eduardo Camavinga?
Very overrated, but he's such a pop culture icon. People love him. He is not very good. I don't understand the love. Well, I don't know if he's limited. Like, he's tall, athletic. People love that. But he's a defensive-minded centerman. Like, no one invests in that player ever. Like, I'll give you millions of guys that were incredible defensive centermen that none of them are cardboard relevant. Thiago for Liverpool is one. He was phenomenal.
Okay. Do you want to know why I ask?
Why?
Because I have an addendum to my rant at the end of the Mitch Bullpen episode yesterday. By the way, guys, if you have not listened to the Mitch Bullpen LA episode from yesterday,
the Godfather,
please listen.
Mitch the Godfather. We've been graced by the Godfather himself. He's
the Godfather himself. Andrew's throwing out old school lines. Andrew's throwing out movie lines. That's what Mitch did to him. That's what Mitch did to him. Meanwhile, I was on the, I'm going to get back to Mitch in a second, and I'll get back to the point on Camavinga in a second, too. But I'm listening to the radio this morning on my way to the train, and they're doing a top 10 list of Will Ferrell movies. And Anchorman came one. Okay, if you're a fan of that, great, great. But there was some weird movie, number two. I forget what it even was. Better Than Fiction or something like that. Stranger Than Fiction. And number three was like... I don't even remember what it was. It was nothing good. What was number three? I don't even remember. But none of them are old school. None of them were Step Brothers. It's ridiculous. Oh, Elf. Elf was three. Elf's a good movie. But still, to leave out old school, leave out these movies, whatever. It is what it is. So, the Mitch episode.
He wasn't
a
main character in old school. He wasn't a main character.
Yeah, I guess. But he was a main character in Step Brothers. Like so, I love the episode. It was one of my favorite, if not my favorite episode. It's definitely the most fun I've had on an episode in a very long time. Movie quotes throughout. Lots of great hobby talk and honesty. Give a listen if you haven't. It is one of my favorites. But at the end of that episode, I talked about two PSA subs that we got back from 2020 and January 2021 with a combined 326 cards and 12 PSA 10s. In April, I submitted a PSA order of 19 cards. 20 and one didn't get graded. It was a Marvel sketch card that for some reason they didn't want to grade. I don't know. So 19 cards, and PSA contacted me today, almost 60 days later, that my cards were on hold because of upcharges. You're on mute. But the upcharges, I'm like, okay, I got 10s on every card I thought I was going to get 10 on except for one, right? And the upcharge was, first, the Tomy Scratch Charizard that Yam gave me. The unscratched scratch card. I get an 8, and they upcharge me for an 8. Okay, I guess we'll see what it sells for. But I paid $150 instead of $50 to grade an 8. I don't know what it sells for. There's not very few sales, so I don't know how they did that. But the second one was when Finest Soccer with Camavinga's rookie came out, I opened a couple boxes, and I got 3 Camavinga autos in one case. Nice collation. One of them was orange out of 25, finest rookie auto, and it graded a 10. All of them graded 10s, by the way, in case anybody wants to question my eyesight, right? They graded 10s. My Florian Wirtz, you know, refractor rookie from Chrome graded a 10. My Roman Reigns graded a 10. Like, I got 10s galore. It was a great submission. I got more 10s this than either of the 150 or the 176 card sub. This 19 card sub had more 10s in it than that. Okay. But anyway, I asked you about Kamavinga because an auto orange out of 25 finest rookie, I guess it's going to sell for something. They upcharged me from $50 to $150. So, you know, I guess they'll sell for something. But you're telling me I should get rid of it because he can't really play.
Well, dude, it's an interesting thing. This is how I take it. Gunnar might listen and have a different take, and all you guys are going to. But there's these pop soccer players that have a lot of followers that actually haven't done much. And that's what he reminds me of. Like, he to me is off the bench 80th minute defensive mid who isn't that flashy. But he's in pop culture. He has a lot of followers. He has a lot of attention. And he's like that next generation of France. Pogba was bad at that.
So is he like Marcus Rashford? Like a name that didn't turn into anything? Like a Marcus Rashford type? Or, well, Mason Greenwood had some off-field issues. But I'm just trying to think of names that I've heard people, you know, say. Pogba? Okay.
Pogba was very, very good coming up as a kid.
Makes sense. Cage, I mean, that's fair.
I am on 3%. Yep. Let's take it home. Guys, it's going to be a shorter episode. A little bit different vibe, but you'll learn. You know, if you don't like this, go back and listen to the 700 episodes we've done before. On YouTube, we have playlists. You could go guest episodes. You could go come up with Cage. You could do the daily ones. There's a ton of gold if you go back to the early days. So you guys have no shortage of content. So any final words before we wrap, my brother?
Yeah, listen, we're building up, the SGC submissions and Whatnot consignment shows. We're doing Whatnot sales. Check for Luka Nation. Follow us on Whatnot if you can, guys. You know, Andrew's doing a lot of shows on there. I'm going to jump on and do some shows. We got a whole bunch of fun stuff going on there. You know, give us a follow if you haven't downloaded the app,
like, what the fuck? Honestly, if you haven't downloaded the app by now. We do a Sunday NFL show, which is hilarious. We do auctions every day. There's great deals. There's great banter. It's basically like us going live. So if there's any questions you have, anything like that, why would you not download the app, follow us, and join in? It's super fun, and it helps us as a community grow and do more things. So it's free.
Bonus episode every day, free on Whatnot. Why the hell would you do it? Now, guys, one last ask, and I'll let Andrew go while he still has some battery. Ariel Goldberg. Send her a message and wish her congratulations on graduating from college. Send her a little message. That's Andrew's sister. She's graduating today. Yeah. That's where Andrew's recording this episode from. Just send her a message. Don't be fools. Don't shoot your shot in the DMs. Be nice, Luka Nation. Just tell her congratulations.
Yeah, we're trying to recruit her to the hobby. Like, what the fuck? Now, and the SGC submissions consignment, guys, think about this. Right? Who else offers this service? You send your cards to my PO box. I get them. I prep them in new penny sleeve, new card savers, hand deliver them. SGC gets them to us in 2 to 4 weeks. It's been way faster recently. We get the cards back. We can consign them and get you paid in 3 days. So basically, to my door, graded and consigned. You get your money within 21 days, 30 days.
Andrew takes your raw cards, gets them graded, sells them for you, and gets you paid. White glove service. If you have any questions about that, guys, just send Andrew a message. You can join our Discord if you want, if you're into that. You know, send us a message. We'll walk you through it. We'll, you know, a lot of people send in a lot of cards. Andrew's a machine. Congratulate your sister for us. Thanks for jumping on, taking some time. Little take it home. That's it, Luka Nation. We love you guys.
Thank you for spending some time with us on another episode of the Lukas, Tigers, and Bronze Oh My podcast. Do us a favor and like, subscribe. Now, you know what? Don't just like and subscribe. Everybody does that. If you like us, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies, tell everybody. And we hope you got something from spending some time with us today, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.